I plan to treat my cancer by eating only blueberries and chanting the Buddha's name. With my nephew's leukemia, we'll forego radiation. There's already too much of that in cell phones. And my company saves research costs by relying on prayer. Want to invest? Those statements sound like the U.S. government, which seems at war with science. Decisions are made on one impulsive guy's whims, except when rich folks, white supremacists, and/or fundamentalist Christians influence him. Climate scientists are unanimous that human activities are an important part of climate change. International organizations so report. U.S. agencies so report, so persistently that Mr. Trump is shutting them up. The U.S. Army considers climate change a serious security problem. Miami wonders how long its water supply can withstand the influx of salt water from rising seas, while some coastal cities plan to move inland. But climate change is inconvenient. Mr. Trump denies it. We're experiencing a mass extinction event. Our activities have eradicated a million species. The UN says biodiversity is declining at, quote, an unprecedented pace, unquote, with 1/8 of Earth's plants and animals in danger of extinction. Mr. Trump is eliminating, as fast as possible, U.S. protections for endangered species. Who needs them? Birds crap on cars, bees sting people, so good riddance. Worrying about this stuff is bad for business. There are people alive and healthy today because of stem cell research. Mr. Trump is eliminating that too. Programs will be ended when current contracts are up, and any further work will involve passing some sort of ethics review that will likely be conducted by people who apparently feel that such research is going to encourage loose women to have abortions. Many people get shot to death, some in mass shootings. The Center for Disease Control views that as a health issue. Well, death is sort of related to health. It's hard to stay healthy when you're dead or paralyzed by a bullet. Well, that subject offends the holy NRA, so we won't even let the scientists seek answers we'd rather ignore. Coal pollutes and isn't profitable, but Mr. Trump says he'll revive that industry. Scientific truths, unless they're clearly useful to business, seem like so many red capes Mr. Trump must charge on sight, particularly if Barack Obama mentioned them. But stifling science won't help us compete in the 21st century. Trump didn't start the assault on inconvenient scientific facts. When the scientific consensus on things like cigarette smoking and nuclear power proved inconvenient, corporations and politicians manufactured doubt to justify inaction. Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson would be appalled. Galileo might find all this quite familiar. But if blueberries, Buddha, and prayer sound foolish as cures, now you know how most of the world regards our country these days.